Well, hello there and welcome to Everlasting Love. My name's Patricia King, and I'm glad that you've joined us for today's program because I have Joshua Mills as a special guest, and we're going to be talking about the subject of atmospheres. So, Joshua, it's wonderful to have you with us today.
Thank you.
And we're going to feature your book, Atmospheres. And what is an atmosphere? Tell our viewers, what do we mean when we're talking about atmosphere, and how do atmospheres affect us?
Well, an atmosphere is a climate, it's a temperature, it's the way that you feel, it's something that you sense. And, you know, you're going to remember the atmosphere of my presence long after you ever remember what I ever say to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's amazing when I think about different people that I've met throughout my life. Oftentimes, I can't remember conversations that we've had, but I can always remember the way that I feel in their presence.
Wow.
I can always remember the atmosphere. People remember atmospheres. You remember an atmosphere. You remember the atmosphere of your childhood. You remember the atmosphere of your school life. You remember the atmosphere of raising children and the way that you felt. And in this day, we have the ability to create an atmosphere of God's glory in mm-hmm. our spheres of influence to release that sense of God's presence in the lives of those that are around us.
And you can always feel the atmosphere of the presence of God when
always.
He manifests.
And always.
Jesus said to pray in this way, your kingdom come, your will be done on the earth as it is in heaven, which means we should be able to, as believers, call forth the atmosphere of heaven, the atmosphere of glory into our midst.
Right, absolutely. In the upper room, in the second chapter of Acts, when we read about the Holy Spirit coming upon the believers that were gathered there together in unity, the atmosphere of heaven was released, and they felt a mighty rushing wind. They heard what sounded like this mighty rushing wind, and they received tongues of fire
mm-hmm.
that came upon them. And with that atmosphere came the divine enablement.
Uh-huh. And then that atmosphere that was in the upper room, when they left it, it actually spread into the city and was such a heavy atmosphere that in it was the conviction and the faith for people to be born again. There was thousands added to the church.
It began to infiltrate the streets and the community. And
wow.
Yeah, absolutely amazing.
I remember, Joshua, in the outpouring of the Spirit in 1994 out of Toronto, is we went into the building and we were worshiping, and there was a tremendous atmosphere of the presence of the Lord. I mean, you had to be dead not to feel it. You know, it was
right.
like so tangible.
Thick.
In fact, even outside the building, you could feel it. In the hotels, you could feel His presence.
Right.
And but when we left Toronto and went back to where we were going, it would break out where we were. I remember being in Toronto one time, soon after the renewal spread. And then from there, I went to Albania that had just opened up.
Oh, right.
It had been in 50 years of cruel dictatorship. And I mean, it was a very oppressed nation. But when we went there, they had never heard about Toronto, never seen any television programs about it. But the atmosphere of the glory of the Lord that was in Toronto actually spilled out in the nation of Albania in the same way God manifests in Toronto.
Right.
It was phenomenal.
It's amazing. The atmosphere of God's glory contains an impartation that will absolutely revolutionize every area of your life. And you can carry that atmosphere and impart it into the places that you go.
I remember one morning, I'd gotten up early and gone into my prayer room and spent my, you know, morning time with the Lord. And I had some worship music on in there, and I was soaking and, you know, just talking to the Lord. And it's like I didn't realize that, you know, because gradually the weight of the glory filled the room. So it actually very tangibly changed the atmosphere. But
right.
because it was so gradual over the time I was in there, over a couple of hours, I didn't notice how much weight there
sure.
was until I left the room. So I left the room, went out and got myself a cup of coffee after I'd been in there for a couple of hours, and I came back in and I just about fell over. It was just like you could actually feel the difference between being outside the prayer room and inside the prayer room.
Right.
When I walked through, it was
right.
like coming through a threshold of the atmosphere of glory.
Right.
It's
absolutely amazing.
Amazing
how God gives us the ability to, you know, through prayer, through praise, through worship, to create these atmospheres, even through studying the Word. Oftentimes, I'll find myself reading the Scriptures, and I begin to sense that atmosphere. If I'm reading Scriptures about miracles, I begin to sense a miracle atmosphere. If I'm reading Scriptures about healing, I sense the healing atmosphere. If I'm reading Scriptures about divine prosperity,
right.
I feel that wealth, that richness of heaven being released into my atmosphere.
God loves to confirm His word.
He loves it.
I find that also. Whatever you focus on, He empowers.
Right.
And His presence comes. I know that in our glory schools, a lot of times during worship, you can just sense, because as you're worshiping the Lord, you know, you can look for the weight of His presence. And sometimes I'll just say, let's acknowledge His presence. How many of you in the room are feeling like a weight on you?
Right.
And when they acknowledge it, it thickens, it gets stronger. And I'll oftentimes say, okay, why don't we just move the next step in this acknowledgement, take another step forward, even get out of your seats and come forward if you want a greater weight of that heavenly atmosphere.
Right.
And so they'll come forward to the front and I say, are you ready for another wave? And they'll all say, of course, yes. And I say, okay, let's just receive that. And you can tangibly sometimes feel like a wave of the atmosphere of God's glory coming in. And people will fall down sometimes under the power, or they'll bow over because the weight of that atmosphere is so heavy on them. But we created it through our focus.
Right, exactly. And I remember being in some meetings with you when you were doing that, specifically over in the United Kingdom.
Right.
I remember being there with you, and you begin to ask people to focus on the Holy Spirit coming on them. And there must have been at least 100 or more people that were healed that evening because they began to focus on God's work in their life. It was amazing.
It was just an atmosphere of His presence.
Yes.
And Jesus talked about that, didn't he? He said, you know, God's presence was there to heal.
Right. He said that the presence of the Lord was there. In Luke 5, he said that the presence of the Lord was there with the power to heal. As He was teaching, as He was speaking words that were spirit and life. And I think that's the connection right there. It's releasing the Spirit and the life of God into our situations, into our homes, into our workplaces, into the places that we go, releasing God's Spirit and life because it creates an atmosphere.
And I think it's really important for our viewers to know also, it's like, yes, we don't have to be in a conference or in a church. We can create an atmosphere in our home, in our workplace, on the streets.
Right.
You know, we can usher the glory of God into streets.
Right.
You know, where there is darkness and chaos. We can bring the atmosphere of heaven. You know, sometimes, I don't know if you've experienced this, but I've sometimes gone to a home where you had some business to do or something. And when the owner of the home opens the door and you walk in, you think, oh my gosh, there's chaos, there's confusion, there's strife. You can feel in the air. And it just hits you so hard when it's there. And but people create that atmosphere, right? Like it's like
they do. And I share that in the book, in my book, Atmosphere, Creating a Realm for Miracles and Success. I specifically speak about things like organization, how that can make a difference. You know, if you go into a cluttered home, it feels sometimes a little bit overwhelming, chaotic. All of a sudden, you know, you begin to organize and there's a different feeling already.
Totally.
And, you know, these are just natural things. But it's amazing. You know, God created mankind as body, soul, and spirit. We are spirit beings that have a soul, mind, will, and emotions, but we're housed inside of a body. So natural things can react with our physical being.
Totally.
And yet, you know, impact us in a spiritual way as well.
It says in the Bible that God is not the author of confusion, but of peace.
Right.
And it says that He is a God of order. Like, He actually spoke order into the chaos in Genesis 1. And it's really interesting that something as mundane as, like, I'll just give an example because I'm a housewife and I clean my fridge sometimes. But, you know, when you open up the fridge and it's full of everything's old and it's not cleaned up and it's not in proper order, you just kind of look at it and you think, like it grates against your spirit. The atmosphere of the chaos, even in a fridge, as mundane as that, can actually create an unrest within your own soul.
It's true.
And then when you take time to, okay, let's just organize the fridge, take everything out, clean everything up, get rid of the garbage, put it back in order, it feels so good that you think, why didn't I do this a long time ago?
Right.
And it's just as simple as taking the nature of God, which is order and peace, and putting it inside of a fridge. You're actually bringing the nature of God inside of a fridge, and it actually makes you feel better. As mundane as that.
Right. It's amazing because, you know, people that are in cluttered atmospheres, oftentimes they say, you know, I don't have time to clean my house. I'm too busy to, you know, take care of organizing this or that. But it's amazing, you know, if they would take time to just sort things out and just organize a little bit, how much more efficiency. They'll discover in their life that they'll be more efficient, that they'll be able to do more things. I found in my own life, you know, if my office, if my desk is cluttered with papers and stacked high full of, you know, there's bills and there's everything all over the place, it's hard to focus.
Yeah, totally.
But if I organize it, then suddenly focus comes and I'm able to do more.
It's bringing the atmosphere of the nature of God into your midst, even in the most mundane things.
Right.
Now, we're going to take a break in a moment because I want the viewers to find out more about your book and how to get it. But I want to talk, first of all, just for a minute or so, about the atmosphere inside of churches. Because I know that you're an itinerant minister and I'm an itinerant minister, so we go around to a lot of different you know, a lot of different works and that, and everyone's precious. I mean, every single place we've gone to is so very precious.
Right.
But you can actually feel the different atmospheres in the churches that have been cultivated by usually the leadership of the church. So some churches might have like an atmosphere of worship because there's a big focus on worship, others intercession, others miracles. But there's a focus from the leaders that have created atmosphere within the house of God.
Right. Faith creates an atmosphere. And having faith in God's word and having faith through praise and worship, it creates an atmosphere of expectancy. Faith creates an atmosphere for the miraculous. Faith creates an atmosphere for a harvest. And, you know, Jesus spoke about it. He said, through his word, he said that he could not do many miracles in his hometown. Why? Because there was doubt and unbelief.
Yeah, an atmosphere.
It was opposite from an atmosphere of faith. And I've discovered in my own life, traveling from place to place, you know, if I go into a church congregation where there's not much expectancy for the miraculous, there's not any expectancy for signs and wonders, there's no teaching about what the glory of God is or the presence of God, then I find that in that place it's a little bit more difficult because you're having to teach people, train people, build faith or build an atmosphere.
You have to build the atmosphere.
Right, for that manifestation to come forth.
Sometimes I've gone into churches that were very, the atmosphere was very dull as far as the lack of presence.
Right.
And almost like a resistance in the atmosphere to the workings of the Spirit.
Right.
And there's, you know, different reasons for that, you know. But sometimes I've just started to prophesy over people and build their faith. And just the prophetic word, the accurate prophetic word, builds faith and surprise in the people. And then all of a sudden, it's just the atmosphere opens up, faith is there, and you can do anything.
Right.
But it's just a matter of getting the tools that God's given us to create and to change atmospheres. Now, right after the break, we're going to let our viewers know how to create atmospheres.
Wonderful.
But right now, we want you to find out how you can get Joshua's book, Atmospheres, how you can create around your life an atmosphere of success and faith and the goodness of God. We'll be right back.
See for yourself the power of your surroundings. Learn to cultivate an environment ripe for the miraculous and purchase Atmosphere by Joshua Mills. Call 866-980-5464 or visit xpministries.com.
God, the creator of the universe, desires relationship with you. He wants you to experience Him. Join Patricia King and the XP team this coming Sunday for Experience. Experience is a powerful and impacting night of worship and the Word in an atmosphere charged with the presence of the Lord. Patricia hosts Experience events on the second Sunday of every month. Bring a friend or two with you and we'll see you there. For more information, go to xpministries.com.
Become a Breaker Team partner today. For a generous commitment of $30 a month or more, go online to xpministries.com.
So Joshua, I want you to share with us how we can create these atmospheres, because there's different tools that God has given us to be able to work atmospheres.
Right, there are. And I want to share some things right out of my book, out of the book Atmosphere. And the first one I want to share is your atmosphere will determine your fruitfulness. Your atmosphere always determines your fruitfulness. Every harvest is subject to both the seed and the soil. We talk a lot about seed, but we don't hear a lot of talk about soil.
Right.
The proper atmosphere will create fertile ground for the seeds that you plant. Now, it says here in Mark 4, verse 7, other seed fell among thorns, which grew up, choked the plant, so that they did not bear grain. Still, other seed fell on good soil. It came up, grew, and produced a crop multiplying 30, 60, or even 100 times. So we have the ability to create an atmosphere that can multiply seed 30, 60, 100 times. I want 100-time kind of atmosphere that causes my seed to multiply in unprecedented ways. A miracle seed planted in miracle soil always produces a miracle harvest. Get that in your spirit. A miracle seed planted in miracle soil produces a miracle harvest or a miracle atmosphere. So in regards to seed, think about the things that God's given you. Finances, time, love, devotion, the ability to befriend somebody, to develop a relationship. All of those things are seeds that if we'll plant that into the right soil, will produce an atmosphere of miracles.
So let's talk about the soil more and how we can cultivate some good soil. Because in the transformation that took place down in Guatemala, and you can watch it on the transformation videos.
Right, it's tremendous.
When the glory hit that whole region, the soil brought forth this amazing fruit, huge, huge.
The soil was so rich that the fruit was bigger than anybody had ever seen
before. I actually
before.
Saw one of the carrots that came out of there. It was like the size of my arm.
That's amazing.
And I had a radish like the size of my fist almost.
Right.
It was massive. And it was because the atmosphere or the soil was able to bring forth such big fruit because of the glory.
Right. We saw the same types of things happen up in the Canadian Arctic. In places that we would go, as they would embrace the Lord, as they would discover Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, the atmosphere began to change. And I remember the very first time after I'd been up to a place called Kikiktarjuaq, which is up on Broughton Island, that after I'd been there, the pastors called so excitedly because they had discovered clams in the water that had never been there before.
Wow.
They discovered veins of gold in the hills where there had never been gold before. And all across the Arctic, they're discovering diamonds in places where they looked before and there were no diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
But now suddenly the soil, the land is bringing forth fruitfulness. Why? Because the atmosphere changed.
That's awesome.
The atmosphere changed.
Now, one of the things that I would be really committed to, primarily, is to make sure my home, you know, is an atmosphere for the glory of God, the love of God. When people walk into my home, I want them to feel love and faith and joy, you know, and the pleasure of the Lord, angelic presence. You know, those are the things you want to nurture within the home. But you could even translate those outside the home. Like right now, being in Cambodia, very poor nation, a very oppressed atmosphere in the natural, we're actually bringing the atmosphere of heaven into that darkness.
Right.
So what are some specific things that we can do, some real practical ways that we can build atmosphere?
You know, something very practically, praise changes the atmosphere.
Right.
Praise always changes the atmosphere. And I mean, we've talked about this many times before, and it's a life message almost of mine about praise changing the atmosphere. But you see it in Chronicles, when you read about the dedication of Solomon's temple, and the priests were there, the trumpeters were there, the musicians, the singers were there, they're all gathered together. Then the Bible says they joined together in unison as with one voice.
Mm-hmm.
And as they lifted up their praise to heaven, the Bible says as the praise went up, the glory of God came down. And that cloud of glory filled their atmosphere and became their atmosphere to such a degree that the priests could no longer perform their service or do what they were used to doing.
Wow.
And I think that's amazing.
You know what? I just want to throw this out there because I love your teaching on praise changes the atmosphere.
Right.
And the viewers can go on your website and order it. It's fantastic. But I remember the first time I heard that teaching was on a CD. And I think that you had just done it, actually. I think it was on a rough CD. It wasn't even
it was.
You know, the official one yet. But I listened to that, and I was actually going through some warfare at the time. And I listened to that CD, and by the end of it, I was praising my way into the majesty of God. Right. And it was like every single day after that, it was like I kept thinking, praise changes the atmosphere. And it did. It was from an atmosphere of warfare to an atmosphere of victory, just like that. It's
amazing.
A fantastic teaching. I love it. I've never forgotten it. I oftentimes am reminded of it. I pass that news on to others. So I just wanted you to know that it's been such a blessing in my life.
Praise is so powerful because we don't praise because of what we're going through. We praise because of where we're going to.
Right.
When you get the revelation of praise, it's a revelation of faith. It's a revelation of the victory. So no matter what it looks like in the natural situation, you can praise in the middle of it, realizing that you already have it because it's already done. If it's a finished work, then it can be your finished work today,
right,
no matter what it looks like in the natural. And when you connect with that praise, suddenly it begins to change things in the natural atmosphere, and suddenly it begins to realign you with heaven's intention and heaven's blessings. It's absolutely
awesome.
Amazing.
It's awesome.
And that's what happened for those that were at the dedication of Solomon's temple, that the cloud of glory came in. They couldn't perform their natural service, but now suddenly they were overtaken by the cloud. I want to be overtaken by the cloud of glory. And even right now, I just want to speak to everybody that's watching. I just want to release an impartation into your home right now that you would be overtaken by the cloud of God's glory, that you would be overtaken by the mist of miracles, that you'd be overtaken by the blessings, that you would be tackled down with the goodness of God, that every good and perfect gift from above would be released into your home, into your life, into your atmosphere right now.
Woohoo! Okay, give us another key.
Another good key is, you know, generosity creates an atmosphere.
Yeah, totally.
You can feel the difference between a generous atmosphere or a stingy atmosphere.
Yeah.
It's amazing how a stingy atmosphere will really stifle things and put things into bondage.
It's like a withholding spirit.
A withholding spirit. Yeah. I mean, it's terrible.
I know.
And a generous atmosphere is an atmosphere where people are able to flourish. A generous atmosphere is an atmosphere of love. You know, the proof of love's intensity is its willing generosity.
Yeah.
When we truly love something or someone, we'll be willing to invest ourselves, give ourselves into it.
Yeah.
And as we become generous, it releases that atmosphere of love. Now, something that the Lord gave us several years ago was a little tiny quote that Mother Teresa said. It was, "Where there is great love, there is always great miracles."
Mm-hmm.
And that's another key. Love, as we release compassion, as we release love, it creates an atmosphere that people can sense and people can flourish inside of.
You know, this whole point on generosity, I remember you and I were in a meeting a number of years ago. It was one of our Growing in the Supernatural conferences.
Right.
And a spirit of generosity hit the atmosphere. And we've seen this in numerous places, but there was something about that particular meeting that was it was the weightiest that I'd seen.
Tremendous.
But the spirit of generosity hit the meeting. And you could not give enough. You could not give enough. I mean, I just kept going back to my seat looking for more, and I ran out. I ran out of, I had nothing left to give. I said, "Oh God, I've got to give more." And then someone would come and put money in my hand so I could go give more.
Right.
And I'd come back and I'd get more and more and more.
Right.
But it opened up a realm for the miraculous, and there were so many miracles that weekend. And it was generosity that actually opened that atmosphere.
Yeah.
Now, in your book, how many keys do you have in the book? We've got about a minute left of
the
program.
There are a lot of keys in this book. There's a whole chapter about colors and the way that colors create atmospheres for the soul, emotional atmospheres. There's a whole chapter about organization. There's a whole chapter about generosity. There's a chapter about sound and light and the connection of that and creating an atmosphere. So there's a lot of keys that people can receive by reading this book. It's absolutely
a
must.
Wonderful. And it builds your faith when you read it. At the end of it, you just want to go out and create atmospheres.
Right.
You know, it's just awesome. But we want you to get this book because it's just got keys that will transform your life. You know, you don't have to live in a humdrum kind of a negative environment. It doesn't matter who it is that's creating that negative environment. You, in Christ, have the power and the tools available to explode in the goodness of God and create light in the midst of darkness, create order in the midst of chaos, create goodness where there is no goodness, because you have the ability to create atmospheres. and spread it into the world around you, the world that you live in. We want to see every single one of you have a bountiful life with bountiful joy, enjoying the goodness of the Lord. We want to see you again next time. But in the meantime, you go order that book and start creating atmospheres in your realm of influence. And remember this, God loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just pray right now for my friends that are watching this program, that you would invade their lives with heaven's atmosphere, with heaven's glory. In Jesus' name, amen.